Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Chaf Zayin. And the shiur is sponsored, L'Refua Shalema, Be'lachana Bas Esther. Be'lachana Bas Esther, L'Refua Shalema. Okay, we are on Chaf Vav Amabez, two dots, about the 10th wide line. Amar Rav Nachman, before that, Simen, Tavar Va'arayos Ganov. As the Shulchan Kadosh always says, these abbreviations, the Rashi Tevas for the Gemara is coming up. One should just say them, and there is a hidden deep meaning, even if we don't understand it. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman. Ochle davar acher, psulun la'edus. People who eat davar acher are pasul la'edus. So most times in Shas, when it says davar acher, it either means pig or it means saras. Those are the two of the more popular translations of davar acher. Tosas points out here that it does not mean that here. Tosa says in Ochle, Lekalefrushe, Ochle Dabrachar Dain Ochle Chazir. You can't say here it means those who eat pig are Pasal Edis, because we're about to be machalic between public and private, and there wouldn't be a difference between eating pig between public and private in terms of Pasal Edis. So Tosa therefore agrees to Rashi. Rashi says, Ochle Dabrachar here means accepting tztaka from a non Jew. Makablet tztaka min hanachrim, Rashi says, Dahavi Chilul Hashem Machmas Mamon. Somebody who has a choice and takes presents from Umos HaOlam, so that is a person who is Pasul La'edus. Hanimili Befar Hesya, that's only if you do it in public. So everybody can see that this Jew relies on other people. Aval Bitzinalo, but if you do it in private, then it's not a problem, because it's just done in private, then you need it. Ubefar Hesya Namilo Amran Ella De Efshalei Zune Bitzina. And also, it's only a problem in public if you could have gotten it in private. But instead, you embarrass yourself and you disgrace yourself in public. Therefore, it's a chilul Hashem. But if you don't have a choice, and this is the only way that you can live, you have to make some parnasa. It is your life. It is your parnasa, and therefore, you don't have a choice, and you're not pasul la'edus. Okay, this is again in terms of makablei tzedakah. Obviously, not business. Business, we do business with Umos HaOlam all the time, but in terms of a present, right, this gets into the issues of lo sechanim, the issue of not taking a matnas chinam. This relates to that issue. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, weiter. Hachashir al ha'arayos kasha la'edus. Somebody is chashir al ha'arayos. Somebody is, chashir means more than just rumors, but one does not have real edus. So there are substantiated rumors about a person that he is involved in certain averos related to arayus, kosher la'edus, so then he is still kosher la'edus. Amar Rav Sheshes, Ani Mari, Rav Sheshes says to Rav Nachman, answer me, my master, our boy in Bakasev Akasher, he's going to get whipped 40 times, he's going to be kosher la'edus, meaning it's not true. Somebody is chashir al arayos, so then they shouldn't be kosher la'edus. See the last two skinny lines? Chayav malkasu, aval b'she'in sham asra. The Gemara Kiddushin says, malkin alo tova hashmua. We get malkas for being at least being chashud. Again, chashud doesn't just mean stam people writing about somebody in the paper. Right? Chashud means substantiated rumors, which mean are just rumors, right? Claims, substantiated claims, maybe with one witness, maybe with other types of evidence, just without two witnesses. So Rav Sheshes says, Chashal Arayas will be Pasul La'edus. Amar Rava, Umode, Rav Nachman, Le'inyin Edus Isha Shehu Pasul. Rav Nachman agrees that regarding Edus Isha, that a person who's Chashal is Pasul, even though Rav Nachman says Chashal Arayas is kosher, but regarding Arayos, regarding the context of Arias, that he will not be trusted, because that's his area that he is not kosher. If somebody is chashid al shatnez, somebody is chashid to, he doesn't believe, I don't believe in shatnez, the aver doesn't make sense to me, so I'm going to wear shatnez. And he's known to reject the halacha, the aver of shatnez. So that he can't check your clothing for shatnez, because he's chashid in that area, so then he won't be believed in that area. So too, says Rava, if Rav Nachman, though he says chashid al-arayos is kashal edus, but he wouldn't be believed in edus isha, to say that a woman's husband has died so she can get remarried. Amar Avina v'itemer of Papa, lo amrin el la'afuka. He is not believed only la'afuka to say that she could get remarried. because we say maybe he's interested in marrying her, and that's why she wouldn't be believed. Avoli iule leslanba, but to testify somehow that she is married and that she is off the market now, so then leslanba, then he would be believed because he's not an ogeh beidus at all anymore, and he has nothing in it for himself, and therefore he would be believed. Pshita, that's obvious. It's obvious that if it's to testify that she is married, so then, of course he should be believed. There's no reason for him to lie. So, ma'adatema, I might have thought, ha'adifale, still, it's better for him. He would rather have her married. Why? Did tchsiv, mayim genuvim yimtaku, v'chulu, it's better to have stolen waters. He'd rather have a married woman. He'd rather, it's more of a challenge to him, and he'd rather try to be mezana with a married woman than a single woman, and therefore even to say that she's married, we shouldn't trust him. Kamash Malan, the kama tekaima hachi shrichalei. No, still, as long as she's single, it's still, you're right, there's an element of mayim gudumim yimtaku, but as long as she's single, she is more available to him, shrichalei, and therefore we wouldn't think that he's going to lie to say that she is married. Ask the Aruch Laner. 1 minute. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, and therefore he might want her married. But he knows the truth. He knows that she's not married. So what do you mean, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, and therefore, he'd rather have her married. But he's the one testifying. He's making up the story. So we're not going to believe him because Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. So he says, but how could that be? But Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, you're right, in other contexts, but here, he's making up the whole thing. So you might say he's married, he wants a married woman, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar. In the newer edition, where they put it together, made a nice index on page Shin Mem Beis. So says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, quoting our Gemara, he says, you know what you see from this Gemara? That the Yetzer Hara not only wants us to do Averus, it tries to get us to do Averus, but we create artificial and imaginary walls in order to then be able to break it down, in order to let our Yetzer Hara run wild. He says, "Va'af shehu ba'atzmo yodea she'eino eishes ish v'sheker heyidba v'ein kan mayim genuvim klal." Even though I deep down know that she's not married, it's not mayim genuvim mikol makom kibat shemuchzekes hi le'eishes ish be'eini habrios. If everybody else thinks she's married, hari's a gedah sheyachal lepartsa. That's a fence I can break down. I can get it. That's mayim genuvim. Ad kidei kach misave ha'adam lefrotz es hagadarim. So much a person likes, deep down, if we will let our animal instincts run wild, we would like to break down all types of walls, even walls that are imaginary. It's just a pretend wall that other people think is a wall. Ad shemesugalu livnotz la'atzmo gedr shel dimyon v'shel kazav b'chdei sheyuchal lefrotz oso. I build imaginary walls in order to then break it down. That's right here. Mayim genuvim yimtaku, even though he knows that she's single, but still he will say that she's married and create that imaginary existence in order to then break it down and have his Yetzer Hara succeed and thrive. Okay.
Why is this the only case that we make a distinction in Pasul for the Edus related to the Avera?
I don't think this would be the only case. I think anybody is chashed in any area would not be believed in that area. It's just an example. Like I said, chashed al shanis would be possible al shanis. Chashed on treif would be possible al
shanis.
Mafrichayonim are real kain gazlanim, midrabanan.
Would it be possible for
Gezel or
for Nezek?
No, Nezek also has to do with people's money. Anything that has to do with people's money. And we'll get to that. They are mumer l'te'avon, so we wouldn't believe them for anything. It can't be at a wedding. Because we'll see today, ironically, a mumer l'te'avon, somebody does it for money, is worse. Because we think he even lies to affect people. And if that's true, then he's puzzled for everything. We'll see about the opposite direction today. If somebody's puzzled arayas, what about for people's money? We'll see that by the Shem in the suit. Be'amar Rav Nachman. Five lines from the bottom. Ganav nisav, ganav tishrei, lo shmei ganav. If somebody's a regular ganav, he's pasul. But if somebody steals once every 6 months, then he's not called a ganav with the following conditions. Hani mili bi arisa. What are we talking about? By a sharecropper. A sharecropper who works in my field. So He says to himself, look, I'm working for the guy's field. I'm entitled to some of his stuff. So if he takes a little more than he's supposed to take, that's not a real ganav. That's not an assumption that he's not going to be careful with other people's money. It's because he's mora heter, and he is working on somebody's field. V'davar mu'at, and only if he takes a drop more than he's supposed to. U'b'davar shenigmar malachto, and only if he takes something that produce that already had gemar malacha. Why? Because we know there is a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa that if I have a worker in the field, parshas kiseitse, if I have a worker in the field, that they're allowed to eat a certain amount from the produce that already had gemar malacha. So, expanding on that mitzvah a little bit, that's all this guy did. So it doesn't prove that he's a ganav. He's just taking a little more than he's supposed to, but that doesn't prove that he's a ganav, and therefore he will be kosher la'edus. Ichrei d'Rav Zvid, the worker of Rav Zvid, but Ichrei is a different type of worker. Ichrei is a worker that Rashi says, lav haidu aris. He's not a sharecropper. He doesn't get any part of the fruit. Different type of worker. So what happened? So chad ganav kava desari upasle, v'chad ganav kibur da'ahini upasle. So they took certain parts of certain barley and figs from Rizvid's field, and he passed them because they didn't have these conditions. They weren't a sharecropper who took a little bit with Gemara Malacha. Hanu kavurai to cover nafsha biyata frishon shalat zares. There were certain grave diggers that buried somebody on Yom Tov Harishon shalat zares on the first day of Shavuos. Right in Bavel, they had 2 days of Yantif. Right, they had the first day of Shavuos. The people buried. So the Gemara in Beitza says you can bury people on the second day, not on the first day. So on the first day, so what happened? Shaptinu Rav Papa, upaslinu la'edus. Rav Papa put him in cherem. He excommunicated them and he passed them for edus. They did this aveira. And then, v'yachshirinu Rav Huna b'rid of Yeshua. And then Rav Huna b'rid of Yeshua came along and he kashered them. So amar le Rav Papa, v'harishoyim ninu, what are you doing? They're rishoyim. So how could you kasher them la'edus? So the Gemara answered, no, Savri mitzvah ka'avdi. So Rav Huna said, no, they thought they're doing a mitzvah. And that's why I didn't want to passel them. The Haka Mishamtin Elohu, but after the first time they saw I put him in Chayrim, shouldn't they have gotten the message that if you put him in Chayrim, then they're doing something wrong? Why'd they do it again? They did it a second time. Savri kapara ka'avdi lan rabbanan. No, they thought that they did the right thing, but they also need a kapara. They need a kapara for doing the burial. They should do the burial because it's a mitzvah, but then they need a kapara because we find elsewhere that sometimes we do a mitzvah, but even though we do a mitzvah, it's stepping on the toes of a different aveira, and therefore we have to do tshuva for that. Like the Achronim say, like somebody has a tainus chalom on Shabbos, they have to fast because it was terrible, and they have to get rid of the bad omen from the Friday night dream, but then they have to do tshuva for fasting on Shabbos. Right, so it's a balance, what's called sometimes Avera Lishma. Where does Avera Lishma come up? This is the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir Daf Chav Gimel. Doing Avera for the right reasons. When you do an Avera for the right reasons, who did an Avera Lishma? Says the Gemara. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Chav Gimel Amabez and Nazir. Gedola Avera Lishma mi mitzvah shalo Lishma. Doing an Avera Lishma is even greater than doing a mitzvah improperly. Shalol Lishma. The Amar of Yudam Arab, what do you mean? Rab says, La Olam Yasuk Batorah Mitzvah Shalol Lishma, Shibok Bitok Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma. So the Gemara says, okay, they're equal. They're not greater. An Avera Lishma is equal to a mitzvah Shalol Lishma. So who did an Avera Lishma? Ya'el. Yael Eishas Chaver Akeni, the Pazik says in Shoftim, Tuvarach Minashim Yael Eishas Chaver Akeni, Minashim Baal Tuvarach, my Nashim, she's greater than Tsar Rivka Rachel and Leah. What happened? Because she convinced Sisra to come into the tent, and then even though the Navi just says that she gave him more milk, and he fell asleep, and then she was able to put the peg through his head and save Klal Yisrael. That's what we heard. The mother of Sisra cried 100 cries. That's why we have 100 kolos. But besides that, Chazal Darshan, based on Sukkim, that she was nevelous to him. She tired him out by being mezana with him, and by that, then he got exhausted, and he fell asleep, and that's and then with the warm milk, and then was able to overcome him and kill him. So that's an Avera Lishma. She was doing that to save Klal Yisrael. That's one example. Who else? Right? Shloshim Yom La'achar Achag. Esther Amalka. Esther Amalka. Kasher Avadati Avadati. What does the Gemara in Megillah say? That up until now, Esther was always Ba'ones. So she wasn't Esther Salbaila. So therefore she says, okay. But now she's going to Achashverosh willingly to try to win favor in his eyes. So she says, Kasher Avadati Avadati. Now I'm going to become Esther Salbaila because I am doing it baratza. This is a topic that we've touched on in the past, and that is the concept of Aveira Lishma. Generally, we don't do Aveiras Lishma. We can't figure out, I'm going to do this Aveira, right? Maybe Chate Bishvil Sheyizke Chaverecha. I'm going to try to violate it Isidra Abana to prevent myself from my friend from doing it Isidra Raisa. It's Gemara at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos. But the context that we have mentioned in the past is, what if in these two contexts that the Gemara talks about, Ya'el and Esther, first of all, did they do what was correct? Could we learn from that? From those actions, for example, the Noda Yehuda has a tragic tshuva. The Noda Yehuda writes, there was a whole group of people on a trip, and there were pirates that came and attacked them. And the question was, the pirate says, I'm going to kill all of you. A bunch of Jews, I hate Jews, I'm going to kill all of you. And one woman went and was able to seduce the pirate and be mezana with him, and in that way, save the entire group, and he let them go free. That's the story, Rechman al-Itzlan. They couldn't ask a shayla at the time. So question number one is, did she do the right thing? Question number two, is she neseros habayla? Because we know baratzon, a maisa's nus baratzon, is neseros habayla. A maisa ba'ones, a rape, is not. What do you call this? It's a maisa's nus baratzon in a matzav shalones. The situation is ones, but the act is baratzon. So three-way machlokas rishonim, every shita in the achronim. The Noda Yehuda says it was usher for her to do it. That was the Noda Yehuda's shuva. She shouldn't have done it. What about Esther? What about Yael? That was to save all of Klal Yisrael. To save all of Klal Yisrael. Right? But to save a certain number of Jews, still, I can't willingly go. Right? Just like in the other case that's spoken about. If somebody's, if an Anna says, I'm going to kill all of you. And one guy goes and gets himself killed, right? Or people can't choose, okay, you go get killed. You can't choose, pick and choose. See, until you can't pick and choose what person to do it on Aveira. So Noda Yehuda says, it was usher for her to do, it's tragic, but if you would have asked me beforehand, it would be usher to do. The only time Esther and Yael are mutter because it was Hatzalas Kol Yisrael. So this is one of the big three, right? What are the other ones? Could you offer to do one of the other Aveiras, a non-big three? In order to save Klal Yisrael. Just like you're allowed to violate to save your own life. Could be. Shabbos. Could be, right. But how you could offer Abi Machal Shabbos, and then, okay, whatever the case may be. Could be. That's the Noda Yehuda on one extreme. It was usher to do, and it was, she shouldn't have done it. On the other extreme, the Chachma Shlomo Kluger, on the last page in Eben Ezra, at the end of Eben Ezra, on Shulchan Aruch says, it's mutter to do. It's mutter to do, and what? And she's muteris labaila if she does it. She's muteris labaila. And you know what says the Chachma Shlomo? Even Ya'el was muteris labaila after she did it with Sisra. Why? What's his raya? Because in the song of Shir's Dvora, it calls her Ya'el Eches Chever Akeni. She's still called the husband of Chever. She wouldn't have been called the husband if she was Asaris labaila. What about Esther? Esther says the Chachma Shlomo, that wasn't direct. It wasn't as direct and right in front of me. I'm going to be Mazana and save the people, like Yael. I'm going to be Mazana and kill them. So that's going to save Chai Yisrael. I'm going to be Mazana. So with Esther, I'll be with Achashverosh. I'll get him on my good side. I'll invite him to a party. That's why she was at Saras Labaila. It wasn't direct enough. But Chachma Shlomo says, Baker, I did the other extreme. It's better to do it. She's not at Saras Labaila. The middle approach is the approach of the Maharik, which many of these Achronim are quoting. The Maharik says, it's better to do, but she's at Saras Labaila. It's mutter, right? Esther, Yael, it's mutter, but ne'aseros habayla, because it was a maisa baratzim. That all has to do with aveira l'shma, doing an aveira for a good reason. That's what these people thought in the Gemara. They thought that they were doing something positive because they were burying on Yontif. They were doing a mitzvah daraisa of kura, but they thought that, you know what, okay, I'll have to get a kapara afterwards for the part of it that I did wrong. Okay, weiter. Itmar, says the Gemara. Daf Kaf Zayin. Here we go. Eid Zomeim. So I spent 20 minutes on Amud Beis just now. Keep that in mind. Eid Zomeim. Abaya Amar Lamar, just gotta do it out of order. Abaya Amar Lamar Freya Hu Nifsal, Varava Amar Mikamel Habo Nifsal. Very important machlokas. Eid Zomeim. We're talking about Psuli Eidus. So now we talk about an Eid Zomeim. We know, person comes, Reuven killed Shimon, two other people come and say, you couldn't have known, I have no idea whether Reuven killed Shimon, but you couldn't have known, because you were with us at the time that you said it. So, that's the halacha in the Torah. When does an Eid Zomeim become possible from? He did an Aveira. So Abaya says he becomes pasul from the moment that he testified. L'mafreyahu nifsal. For Rava Amar mekana l'abahu nifsal. No. He only becomes pasul from the day that the mazimin came. The day that he was proven to be an Eitz Omim. Right? It could be 5 months in between. Only from the later date. Abaya Amar l'mafreyahu nifsal. Abaya says l'mafreyahu why? Me'idna da'asid rashahu. From the moment that he testified, he's improperly, he's a rasha. V'yatama Amar al-tashiz yatcha im rasha, al-tashiz rasha aid. So that's Abaya. Rava Amar, Mikan Ula Haba Unifsal. Rava says, no, he's only Pasul Mikan Ula Haba. From the day that he's proven to be an Eitz Omim. Why? Eitz Omim Chiddushu. Eitz Omim is a Chiddush. My chazit is smachta hani, smocha hani. Because after all, why should you rely on the second group of witnesses over the first group of witnesses? Right, there are two against two, and yet we do. So that's a chiddush. So ein lechabo ela mishas chiddusha ve'elach. So we limit the chiddush. We limit chiddushim as much as possible. What does a chiddush mean? Oh, we wouldn't have known it. Right, says Rav Shechter. What do you mean the whole Torah is a chiddush? I wouldn't have known tzitzis and tefillin and the whole Torah is a chiddush. What does a chiddush mean? Certain mitzvos are called a chiddush. We're going to have later on, by the Hashem, Motzi Shemra is called a chiddush. Right, this is called a chiddush. Right, Basa B'chalov is called a chiddush. A few mitzvahs and shas are called a chiddush. So what does that mean? So you know, Rav Shechter has to quote Tosfos and Yevamos on Avav. Tosfos and Yevamos says, you know what chiddush means? Davar hasoser es haklal. Anything that goes against the normal rules of what we know in Torah. That's what it means. Doesn't mean we wouldn't have known it. We wouldn't have known any of the Torah without the Torah being given. But it means davar hasoser es haklal. So this goes against, because usually when you have trey u'trey, it's a stalemate. Two against two by hachasha, for example, where they contradict each other. Two people said Reuben killed Shimon, and the other one said no, Levi killed Shimon. So we throw him out of court because there's a hachasha. Hazama, why do we believe the second group over the first group? Goes against the rule. Davar asoser as a clown. Basa b'chalav goes against the rule. Usually when you have two mutter things and you put them together, mutter and mutter equals mutter. And all of a sudden here, you have mutter and mutter equals aser, you put them together. So that's davar hasoser as a klal. Motzi Shemra is going to be a chiddush, because he's going to have two punishments, right? Malkus and Mamon. So again, that's what goes against the rule of Risha Achas. So again, that's what chiddush means. So here, Eitz Omim goes against the normal rules, and therefore, in lechabo ela mishas chidusha ve'elach. Ika da'amre, a different, we'll get back to that in a minute, but let's just do a little bit. Ika da'amre, Rava namik abaya sfirle, or maybe, deep down, Rava holds like abaya, the other version. Meaning, Rava also holds the mafreya, who nifsal. Uma tam kamer mekana l'haba, why does he say, only possible mekana l'haba, mishim pseidu delakuchos. Adin derabanan, because let's say these Eidim Zomimin signed on shtaris in the interim, we feel bad for the guys. Let's say they signed on a shtar mechira. So they signed on a shtar that Reuven bought a piece of land. So now you get to say Reuven is not entitled to the land because they were pasul and mafreya. You have to give it back. It's not fair. Society can't function that way. So therefore, really, me'ikra did it should start l'mafreya. But midrabanan, we say it starts mikana l'haba. So what is the difference between the two different reasons of Rava? Rava says, number one, that is pasul l'mafreya because of, I'm sorry, the Rava says mikana l'haba because of ein l'chabo ela mishas chidusha ve'elach, or Rava says drabanan because of pseidu l'kuchos. So you can be now, you two differences. The asidu be'tshrei b'chad v'tshrei b'chad. What if you have two witnesses testifying about each Eitz Omim? So there's no chiddush. Because it's two against one. But the reason of Seid del Kuchos would still apply. Or, Inami, the Paslaninu begins Lanusa. If the second aid, then don't say, it's not Zomimin. It's a case where they testify that the first guy's a Gazlan. So again, that's not a Chiddush, because two people can testify that so-and-so is a Gazlan. But, you still have the issue of Seid del Kuchos, that they should only be Pasul from the day that they are testified about. Okay? That's a Machlokas Abaya and Rava. The Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti, Ovid Rav Papi Ab Uvda Kavasi de Rava. Rav Yirmiyah says, or Pabi did a case like Rava, Mar Bar Avashi Amar Hilchas Akavasi Dabaya, the Hilchas Akavasi Dabaya, B'Yal Kagam. And Hilchas Akavasi Dabaya, B'Yal Kagam, the six cases of Yal Kagam, five out of six are agreed upon what they are. Rashi quotes them here, Yeh Shalom Midas, Ayin is right here, Eid Zomim L'mafreya, Eid Zomim Mekana L'Abba L'mafreya, so that's one of the six cases in Shas where we pass like Abaya, Kuf is Kiddush Shalom Masur and Labiyah, goes through all of them. Lamed is a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi quotes it's an Erevin Lechi Omin Me'ilav. Elsewhere, Tosfos quotes a different case. Either way, those are the six cases of Yal Kigam. Good. 2 points. Number one, So we pass in like Abaya against Rava. But don't we, what about the principle of limiting chidushim? That's a principle that's accepted in elsewhere in Shas. We always try to limit chidushim. Abaya agrees to that principle. So how come here we paskin like Abaya and we don't say that limit the chiddush? Right? We paskin ein lachabo al chiddush ve'elach is a principle that we hold like and call it to our kula. We always try to limit chidushim. So why here do we paskin like Abaya and we go against that principle? So one of the achronim suggests that the Tirosh v'yitzhar says that no, the point here is once Abaya says an eidzomim is pasul, then you're right, it's a chiddush. But why is he pasul? He's pasul because of what he did 6 months ago. So once you say that an eidzomim is pasul, you're right, that's a chiddush. But once you say that he's pasul, then along with that has to go lamafreya. You can't limit that chiddush to bikanal haba because it wouldn't make sense internally. Once you say that an eidzomim is pasul and we trust the second witnesses over the first ones, the memela, yeah, we have to say that along with that goes lemafreya hu nifsa. That's what you have to say in order to keep it internally correct. Okay, there's a very important principle on eidzomim. I'll just mention it now, maybe with one proof, and then whenever, probably not today, whenever we have time, we'll come back to it because it comes up 5 times in Maseches Sanhedrin. So hopefully we'll come back to it, and that's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim notes, with many, many rayas, again, other achronim say similar ideas, but Reb Chaim notes, if you want to look it up, if you have Rishimo Shiurim, Rabbi Reichman's Svarim from the Rav, on Nidarim, in the first volume, page Kuf Pei He. Kuf Pei He. So as I get Baruch Hashem emails about where was that source, I try to say all the sources. So says Reb Chaim, an Eid Zomim is not like other Averis. It's not like we're punishing the Eid Zomim because of an action that he did. Usually we give Malkus because you violated an Aveira. We kill you because you violated an Aveira. Eid Zomim is not that. There are many riots that an Eid Zomim, what do? When the Eidim declare them to be an Eid Zomim, the first step is they achieve a status of an Eid Zomim. A shame Eid Zomim. Once they get a shame Eid Zomim, then there are certain halachas that kick in midaraisa. Kasher Zomim Lasos Lachiv. But they're not being punished for their specific action. One of the biggest rayas is an Eid Zomim doesn't need Hasra. Every other Aveira, you need Hasra before we punish you. An Eid Zomim, you don't get Hasra. If you testify falsely and Eidim come, then you're going to get the Aveira that you wanted to inflict. There's no Hasra by an Eid Zomim. Every other Aveira that's punished gets Hasra, besides maybe Mesis. Right? There are different halachas about Onoved Avodah Zarah, fine. But other than that, it's Eid Zomim. Why no Hasra? Because you're not being punished for the maisa that you're doing. You're being declared an Eid Zomim. Once you're declared an Eid Zomim, so that's it. Second raya that Reb Chaim brings is right here. Our Gemara. How could it be Mukana Lahabahu Nifsal, according to Rava? The Aveir was done 6 months ago. Why shouldn't you be puzzled only from today? The answer is because you're not being puzzled. You're not becoming an Eid Zomim because of your Aveira. You're right, that led the Eidim to say it. But there's a Chalosh Shem Eid Zomim that we place on you today, and that's why Mikana Lahaba. And he says, even Abaya might agree to that. It's just that he says the Shem Eid Zomim goes back to when the Aveira was originally done. Again, there are other rayas to this, but the biggest raya, actually, we mentioned a few weeks ago when we spoke about the beginning of the Masechta. We spoke about a Ritz Geis, quoted by the Ran and Makis. That remember Rabbi Akiva, why does the Torah say, Apishlaim Oshlosha Eidim Yakum Davar, why three? So the Ritz Geis quotes an amazing Shita. If two of them become an Eid Zomim, all three of them are put to death. All three of them are put to death. The third one didn't even become an Eid Zomim. We don't paskin that way. But that's what the Ritz Geis says, quoted in the Ran and in the Muki Yosef and Masechta Makis. The answer is because once you're part of the group, you're an Eid Zomim. Okay, there are other rayas, but we'll leave it at that. Says the Gemara, Mumar Ochal Nevelas L'Te'avo. Next type of person who's pasul. If a person eats treif L'Te'avon, because he has a taiva, what do you mean a taiva? It means his yitzhar gets the better of him. Treif meat is cheaper. It's cheaper, right? Sometimes kosher meat costs a lot of money. So if somebody eats treif meat L'Te'avon, because they have a taiva and they can't overcome it, Dibri HaKol pasul. Everybody agrees that they're pasul la'edus because it has to do with money, so therefore they are pasul for everything. What's fascinating here, I'll just say it now, and we'll get to it in two lines also. In terms of pasul la'edus, an aveira bein adam la'chavero is worse than an aveira bein adam la'makom. Because an aveira bein adam la'chavero, you're not only ready to do something wrong yourself, you're ready to take money away from somebody else. So that makes you more pasul. So therefore, if you're pasul, if you do an avir that's ben adam achavero, then you're pasul on everything. You're pasul about testifying at a wedding. You're pasul about testifying if something's kosher or not. Right? Because avir ben adam achavero, that's called l'teyavon. L'teyavon, here, mum rochon avir l'teyavon. I'm going to do it for cheaper. Because it's all about money. It's all about money, so we think you're not going to be trustworthy by money. So there we are called pasul. What about the opposite, though? L'hachis. Let's say I do an avir l'hachis. I want to go against God. So inherently, that's probably a worse avera, right? You're rebelling against God. But in terms of pasul le'edus, ironically, that's less extreme. Because maybe, you know what, you hate God, but maybe when it comes to other people, you know, you'll control yourself. So lahakis, so that's a machlokas. Abaya amar pasul, rava amar kasha. Abaya amar pasul, tahavile rasha, v'rachmana amar tasha rasha eid. Abaya says you're still pasul. You're halachically classified as a rasha because you did the avera. And therefore, Altashi is Russia aid. Even though you only did a lesser of an Avera, let's say, in terms of Pasal Aidus, still, we will say, if you did a less Avera, you're going to be Pasal for a worse Avera. That's a Bayashita. Even though you only did Avera for yourself, you ate a piece of tray for yourself, but we assume that if you're Pasal Lakal, you're Pasal Lachamor also. I'm saying it that way because of the Gemara in a few lines. For Rava Amar, Kasher, Rava says no. Russia the Chamas Be'inan. Your Avera has nothing to do with other people. And therefore, you ate treif because you wanted to go against God? Okay, but you're not going to lie when you testify about somebody else's bank account. Okay, machlokas Abaye and Rav. Meisvei, Altashis Russia aid, Altashis Chamas aid, Eilu Gazlanim. The Brisa says, who are these people that you can't testify with? Gazlanim. And Umalin Bishvuos. And those who are not honest and abuse oaths, shvuas. So my love, what kind of shvuas are we talking about? Echad shvuas shav, echad shvuas mamon. Aren't we talking about shvuas shav and shvuas mamon? Meaning shvuas that don't even have to do with money? So you don't have to do with money. So, meaning raya to abaya and kasha and rava. Because here's the degraisa which says if you do any avera, even a private avera, right, avera of a shvua, you're still going to be pasal edus for everything. So the Gemara says, "Lo, idi be idi shvuas mamon." Really, they're both talking about shvuas mamon. Umay shvuos shvuas ta'alma. It's all about monetary issues. So Rava can fit in. What's a shvuas shav? Okay, big discussion in the Rishonim. If I say a rock is a rock, if I say a rock is a tree, is that a shvuas shav? Is that a shvuas sheker? Look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Shvuas. He talks all about the definitions of these kinds of shvuas. Rashi here says a shvuas shav is both of those. I'm sorry, shvua shav is a rock that's a tree and a tree that's a rock. A shvua sheker is shvua shav, right. Rashi says a stone is a stone. That's a worthless shvua. It's meaningless. That's shav. Sheker means I lie. I say a rock is a tree. I say silver is gold. That's shvua shav. Okay. Meisve next, Brysa. I'll touch you. Rashi 8, I'll touch his chamas 8. Elu gazlanin umavi baribis, ribios. What do you see? The Brysa says, when are you apostle? Only monetary averis. Tziyufta, dabaya tziyufta. We assume that's a comprehensive type of list, and therefore it's against Abaya. Abaya is knocked out. Abaya who said what? Abaya said that if I do an aveira that does not have to do with money, I eat shreif lahachis, I'm still pasul la'edus totally. So that's what Abaya says, so we prove against Abaya. We're going to paskin like Abaya. Don't worry. Neima ketanoi. So let's say this is a machlokas tanoim. This last machlokas between Abaya and Rava is a machlokas tanoim. Why? As follows. Eid Zomim Pasul L'Chala Torah Kula Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says an Eid Zomim is Pasul L'Chala Torah Kula. Meaning, if an Eid Zomim says something about Dine Mominus, he's still Pasul for Dine Nefashis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Bamedra Mamurim Shehuza B'Dine Nefashis. No, when is he Pasul? Only if he's Huzam regarding Dine Nefashis. Aval Huzam B'Dine Mominus, Kosher L'Dine Nefashis. But if he's Huzam for Mominus, he's still kosher for the more extreme case of Nefashis. So Neima. So we're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara. So Neima, how did the Shitas line up? Abaya Kribi Meir V'Rava Kribi Yossi. The Gemara explains, Abaya Kribi Meir to Amar Amrinan Mikula Lachumra. Both Abaya and Rabbi Meir said that if I'm pasul for a lesser Avera, if I did a lesser Avera, I'm pasul for a worse Avera. Each one, right? Rabbi Meir just said here, if I'm an Eid Zomim for Mominus, I cannot testify in Nefashis. Kal Tachamur. And what did Abaya say earlier? If I eat a piece of treif, which is cow in the world of pasul edus. If I eat a piece of treif, I cannot testify about gezel. So again, cow to chamor. So we link Abaye to Rabbi Meir. And Rava da Amar Rabbi Yosi da Amar Michomer Lekula Amrinan Mikol Lechomer Lo Amrinan. And Rava and Rabbi Yosi both say the opposite. Only if you testify about something worse are you possible for everything. But Kal Lechomer you don't say. So shall we say it's a parallel? So the verse is low. Aliba de Rabbi Yosi Kolar Abalo Pligi. No, Rabbi Yosi for sure says you only go from Chomer to Kal. You cannot go from Kal to Chomer. Rabbi Yosi across the board for sure does not say Kal to Chomer. He says Beferish. Only if the Nezomim is possible for Nefashas is he possible for Mamanis. Ki Pligi Aliba de Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir possibly could fit into either opinion. Abayek Rabbi Meir. Abaya clearly goes like Rabbi Meir. Both of them say from Kal to Chamur. For Rava, as follows: Ad Kal to Chamur Meir Hasa. Maybe only Rabbi Meir says it over there. El Agabi Eid Zomeim De Mamon De Rala Shamaya Barala Brios. Rabbi Meir maybe says you go from Kal to Chamur, going from Mamanis to Nefashus. Aval Hacha. But here, going from eating treif lahachis to doing something l'tayavon for Gezel, maybe he would agree that you don't say that. So it's amazing. If you think about it, there's a hierarchy. Let's say there are three categories, from the lowest to the worst. The lowest is eating a piece of treif, lahachis, because I don't want to follow. I don't want to eat kosher, not because it's cheaper. I'm a lahachis nick, but I eat treif. So that's the lowest level. And then the one above that is dinei mamonis, and the one above that is dinei nefashos. So what did this last sheet to say? There's a greater jump between step one and step two than between steps two and step three. Right? What did he just say? Maybe Rabbi Meir only says you can jump from step two to step three. From Mamanis to Nefashis, that's not such a big jump. But from Lahachis to Lateavon, that's a big jump. So even though we would say, somebody's life. But again, we're not talking about the Averis themselves. We're talking about the Psul Edus Shebahem. So regarding that, if somebody testifies about Mamanis, that's already bad, because that's already affecting somebody else. So maybe they would testify against falsely about Nefashis too. So, but the step one to step two, again, just keeping that in mind, then the Gemara is clear. Lahachis, Mamanis, Nefashis. The Gemara ends off, by the way, V'hilchaz HaKavase Di Abaya. We pass it like Abaya, meaning, even Lahachis, meaning if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, right, they're pasul edus for everything. If somebody eats a piece of, the Rama paskins, if somebody does an avera that's chay of malchus or worse, they're pasul for all edus. That's like Abaya shita here. That's what we paskin. Ivy he toasted. Didn't Abaya get knocked out before? It was a tiyufta against Abaya. So here Rabbi Yosi, maybe that's the shita of Rabbi Yosi. V'tevi nami Rabbi Yosi. So fine, if it's Rabbi Yosi shita, we still have a problem. Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi halacha Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. How can we pass on like Abaya? Shiny hasam the sasam latana Rabbi Meir. No, because we have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Meir. The hechasasam one. Where is there a stam mishnah like Rabbi Meir? So we're going to get to the stam mishnah in about 25 lines. So it's a story that leads up to the where's the stam mishnah that is like Rabbi Meir as follows. Kiha de Barchama. There's a few points along the way, but at first I'm going to continue, and then hopefully we'll come back. Kiha de Barchama katal nafsha. Barchama committed murder. Barchama killed somebody. Amar le Reish Galusa le Rav Abba Bar Yaakov. The Reish Galusa says, "Puk ayin ba. Go analyze the case. Ivade katal. If he for sure killed, lekiyuhu leene. Knock out his eyes. Knock out his eyes. What does that mean?" Rashi quotes three pshatim. Rashi says, bottom Rashi, number one, maybe it's literal. Wait, we don't have a Sanhedrin anymore, so we can't put him to death. So you know what? Do something. Knock out his eyes. On both Makin Va'onshin, Shalom and Adin. That's Rashi Shita. The Ron says, what are you talking about? You can't do that without a Sanhedrin. You can't wound somebody without a... He says, I don't understand that. You could do that without any rules. Where's the Ron here? The Ron quotes this first opinion of Rashi. V'temahu, the din makan va'onchit, shlomen ha-Torah, yoser chamur, mimashu din Torah, sorach dayanin gedolim u'mumchin. Are we on that level, to knock out people's eyes? So he says, Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says, Reish galusa lo mikoach bezdin hu oseh, ela mikoach malchus. Important ha'ara. The Reish galusa, the nasi, he also could function as the melech in terms of punishing. Shedina malchus levaer anshe haraos v'hayanosein reshusa l'reish galusa l'asos hadavar kefi daito. He's functioning as a melech, not as just a dayan. Right, and that's what there are many tshuvas throughout, the Rashba has a tshuva that Bati Dinim throughout history can make different rules if they see that society requires it. Anyway, that's the first pshat of Rashi, knock out his eyes. The second pshat just means take his money. And the other pshat means put him in chayrim. Okay, all different pshat, then what does it mean knock out his eyes? So go figure it out. So also, Tresadi, as he debated Vadei Katal, two witnesses came that said that Bar Chama killed. Also, Ihu, I see Tresadi, as he debated Bechad Mehanach. But then he brought two witnesses against each one, against each of the witnesses that testified against him. Chad Amar Kadami Didi Ganav Chaba, the Chushla, Vechad Amar Kama Didi Ganav. One of them says, this guy stole this, A. And the other guy says, this guy stole B. Ganav Kata Deburta. Right? They each testify that he's a Ganav, but about different Averis. So what happened? So they passed him, and that's accepted. The Ramah says, if two people testify that someone stole a Ganav, it doesn't have to be about the same Avera. They can just say that he's a Ganav. So Omar Lay, so Rabbi Abba says, my Daitech, Krebi Meir, hey, Reb Chama, you're trying to defend yourself, so you brought two witnesses against one of these witnesses against you. So what you think that the halakha is like Rabbi Meir? Which Rabbi Meir? That if you're puzzled for mominous, you're also puzzled for nefashis, and therefore you're trying to save your life? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, halakha Rabbi Yossi. We puzzle like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, and Rabbi Yossi, that's who's a Medina of mominous, kashal Medina of fashis. So what if these guys are gazlanim? They're still believed to testify against you that you committed murder. So Amalei Rav Papi, who was a bystander. That's what the Yad Ramah says. We'll see why he says that in a few minutes. Hani Miller, a puppy, chimes in. Hani Miller, Echad Losasim Lan Tanak Rabbi Meir. No, we only pass like Rabbi Yossi if there's no Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Hacha Stam Lan Tanak Rabbi Meir. He has a Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Mimai, which Mishnah? Rav Papi, which Mishnah are you talking about? So, if it's from this Mishnah in Maseches Nida, call a Roy Ladun Dini Nefashis. Roy Ladun Dini Mamanis, whoever can judge Nefashis, whoever is fit to judge the fashas is fit to judge Mamanis. So Mani, who is the author of that Mishnah? Elaim Rabbi Yossi, if it's Rabbi Yossi, then it's not true. Ha'ike Eid Zomeim, de Mamon. In Eid Zomeim for Mamon. De Kasher Ladini Nefashis, Upasa Ladini Mamanis. Right, well that's what Rabbi Yossi just said. You can be possible for Mamanis, and still testify about Nefashis. So that Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yossi. Ela Lav Rabbi Meir. That's the Mishnah. You see, there's a Mishnah like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So where it says 1 minute, Mimai. How do you know that Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir? Dilma bipsule yuchsin kai. Maybe that Mishnah is not talking about people puzzle for averus, but people puzzle because of who they are. Dilote mahachi. Because if you don't say that, seifa diktani. Yesh roi lo adin mamanis, vein roi lo adin nefashis. If you say the end of that Mishnah, there are some people that could judge mamanis and not nefashis. Amai, why would that ever be true? Amai in oroi. The itza bidin nefashis, roi lo adin mamanis. If somebody becomes an Eid Zomeim, indeed a Nefashis, would they be able to testify a Mamanis? Of course not. Nefashis is much worse. So what could that Mishnah mean? Well, how could there ever be a case where somebody could be Kasher for Mamanis and Pasul for Nefashis? Ella, what must it mean? Not an Avera type of person, but Ella Bipsul Yuchsin Kai. It has to do with your lineage. There are certain contexts which we require a higher level. Like Rashi quotes, a ger cannot, or a mamzer cannot be a judge for nefashis, even though they can be a judge for mamanis. So hachanami bimsul yuchsin kai. So that Mishnah, even in the Reisha, must be talking about not averos making you pasul, but inherently because of who you are makes you pasul. So forget that Mishnah. That Mishnah is not a riot to Rabbi Meir. So Rav Papi says, okay, I got another one. Ela hacha kasaz matana. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Ditzan, because the Mishnah says, Ve'eluhein, Eluhein Apsulin, at least the first part. Hamasachim Bekuv Yomavi Beribiz Mafrika Yonav Zachri Shvias. All those. Viho Avadim. It's really a Brisa, because this is not in our Mishnah. Avadim. Right, there was a discussion whether Avadim was in the Mishnah or not. But here Avadim is. So Zeaklau, call Edushin, Isha Ksheir Allah, and then we add on. Any Edus that a woman cannot testify about, Avhein Ein Ksheir Allah. Also, these people are not kosher too. Meaning a woman is also possible just like these. So Mani, who is this talking about? Elaim Rabbi Yossi. Again, if we're talking about Rabbi Yossi Shita, via Ike Edus Tridin Nefashis, Sheni Shek Sherala. What do you mean? All these people are only possible for Mominus. Rabbi Yossi would say that they're kosher for Nefashis, and a woman is possible for both. So this price cannot be Rabbi Yossi Shita, the Hank Sherala. Elolav, Rabbi Meir, he. So this source must be like Rabbi Meir, and you see an anonymous source like Rabbi Meir, and therefore, even though we usually say Rabbi Meir for Rabbi Yossi, Halacha for Rabbi Yossi, this is good enough. This is an anonymous source like Rabbi Meir. Okay, so this is the anonymous Mishnah. So what happened? So Bracham is off the hook because his witnesses that one of the Edom or Gazlanim save him. So what happened? Kom Bar Chama Nashki Akare. So Bar Chama got up and gave her puppy a kiss. And Vekable Lacharge Lekule Shnei. He paid his taxes for the rest of the year. Asked the Achronim, you're not allowed to give a bribe to a judge before the din or after the din. What's he doing here? How could he pay his taxes? So that's why the Yad Ramah says he wasn't a judge. He was a bystander. He was just a guy on the side. He wasn't involved. Because that's because of the end of the story. The Rush here says, no, I have a different answer. The Rush said it must be a case where the taxes were illegal. He was have to pay extra taxes that he wasn't supposed to pay. So that's what Bar Chama did. Bar Chama just paid his taxes above and beyond what he was supposed to pay. Okay, so that has to do with Bar Chama. A little bit more. Vayter. There's more on the bottom of Amud Aleph, but not for now. Masisa, until we get into the Mishnah now of relatives. Bishop, tomorrow's daf will be mostly just figuring out the Gemara. Just figuring out all those relatives. But that's tomorrow's daf. But Masisa, that's the first and foremost when we do daf Yomi is to do the Gemara Rashi. Right? And after that, you know, we can branch out. But if there's a day that we have to spend more time in Gemara, we do. Eluhena Krovim, let's go through. Who are the relatives that are possible? Let's just do the Mishnah. Achiv, my brother. Achi Aviv. My father's brother, my uncle, v'achi imo, or my uncle from my mother's side, ubal achoso, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, ubal achos aviv, or my father's sister's husband, also my uncle, ubal achos imo, also my uncle, ubal imo, my mother's husband, my stepfather, v'chamav, and my father-in-law, v'giso, and my brother-in-law, all these people I can't testify with, and I can't testify about Hain, Uvenehen, Vechasnehen. Them, their sons, and their sons-in-law. All of those people are pasul. So, Vechargo Levado, a stepson is also pasul, but he himself. Not his sons and sons-in-law. We'll talk more about that in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Zu Mishnah Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva's version of the Mishnah. Avo Mishnah Rishona, Dodo, Ubendo, Dov, Chalaroy, Liarsho. The Mishnah Rishona says, no, only uncles and those fit to Yarshin, meaning, l'may nafkamina, only paternal. Mishnah Rishona only had paternal relatives, because those are the only ones that have Yerusha, if you remember back. Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha. But later on, Rabbi Akiva expanded it. V'chala karav lo ba'osa shah. And also, somebody who was related at the time of the testimony and at the time of the act that the you're being testified about. But Hayakarav and Israchik, let's say somebody is not related to me by the time the act occurs, or he's a kosher, that's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afila Mesa Bito, even if a person's daughter dies, Vyeshlo Banamimena, Hareza Karov. Let's say Ruvain's daughter dies, but Ruvain has grandchildren. So then Ruvain's son-in-law is still possible to him. If Ruvain did not have any children and now his son-in-law is going to go marry somebody else, it's finished. That soul does not exist anymore. Also, ha'ohe ve'asone, oh, somebody who you love very, you have a your best friend, vasone, or somebody who you hate. Oev, you can't testify about either of these people. Oev, zeshushbino. Oev means your shushbin, your good friend that walked you down the aisle. Sone, kol shalo dibri mo shlosha yamin be'eva. Wow. You're upset at somebody, you don't talk to them for 3 days. That's already a sone. Amar Lelo Nechshu Yisrael Akach. Come on. Kla Yisrael are not, just because you don't talk to somebody for 3 days, you're not going to lie in court based on that. But that's a sone. Says Revolbi, and we'll finish with this, in Ali Shur, in the second volume, page Reish Lamed Ches, there are many, many Midos Ra'os. But you know what we don't focus on enough? We don't focus on Kpeda, Hakpada on other people, which at root is Sinna. We focus on Kas, we focus on Gaiva. You know what? Kas leaves after a little bit. People get over their anger. Sinna is a much worse midah. You don't talk to somebody for 3 days, it's already a category in halacha. We have to work on our hakpada and our sinna, even more so, says Revolbi, maybe, than some of the other midas, which are just pop up every few minutes, but then we get over it. We have to work on our hakpada. That's the ninth parak at Vali Shur Chelag Beis, if you want to look into it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, L'Refuah Shleima, Bela Chana Bas Esther. We thank you for the sponsorship.